The latest effort to repurpose the iconic Gold Dome in Oklahoma City, the cost of extending passenger train service into Kansas, and a state lawmaker has a new role with the city of Tulsa. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, December 13th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The Gold Dome in Oklahoma City may soon be preserved as a live music venue. KGOU's Nick Daniels has more on the latest developments.
Tulsa music venue operator and promoter Mike Brown has his eye on the iconic structure at Northwest 23rd and Klassen. Brown is seeking $3 million in public assistance through a TIF district. The plan will go before the Klassen TIF Review Committee Monday, with further reviews by city officials in January. The developer plans to make interior upgrades, roof repairs, and clean up the exterior. The Oklahoma newspaper reports the estimated cost for the project is $10 million, with $7 million coming from Brown's company. Built in 1958, the Gold Dome has faced demolition threats in the past, but protests from preservationists have saved the structure from the wrecking ball. I'm Nick Daniels.
Transportation officials are exploring what it would take to run passenger trains between Oklahoma City and Newton, Kansas. Grayson Wheeler reports the answer is a lot of money.
The Heartland Flyer currently makes a daily round trip between OKC and Fort Worth. If the line is extended to Newton, passengers could connect with cross-country train routes. Kansas officials say the passenger rail connection would require around $300 million to get it operational, according to a report from nonprofit news outlet Oklahoma Voice. That's for trains going a leisurely 55 miles per hour. For a route that could accommodate quicker trains, the infrastructure costs would nearly double. Amtrak estimates this route extension would generate around $65 million in revenue annually. Kansas and Oklahoma received $500,000 federal dollars to plan this route, and funding opportunities for passenger rail projects have grown under the Biden administration. But it's unclear how the incoming Trump administration will prioritize passenger rail. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Oklahoma shares power with 13 other states in the Southwest Power Pool. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports Governor Kevin Stitt says he is exploring the possibility of leaving the group.
In an interview with News 9, Stitt says he is looking into, quote, unplugging from the Southwest Power Pool during the last 2 years of his term. He says he doesn't want to give up Oklahoma's sovereignty on permitting rights or eminent domain for energy projects. As of noon on Friday, Stitt's office had not responded to multiple requests for clarification on his comments. The Southwest Power Pool says it is in communication with Stitt to ensure it can, quote, fulfill its mission of keeping the lights on affordably and reliably in the state of Oklahoma. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
Tulsa Democratic Representative Amanda Swope is stepping away from the Oklahoma legislature for a new position. Katie Hallam has more on her new role with the city of Tulsa.
Swope will be Tulsa's first director of tribal policy and partnerships under the city's new mayor, Monroe Nichols. Swope is a Muscogee Nation citizen and has Osage ancestry. She will be a liaison between the city and the Muscogee, Osage, and Cherokee Nations, whose reservations all intersect in the city. Swope will start her new role in January, and her departure from the state house will trigger a special election for her Tulsa district seat. In Oklahoma City, I'm Katie Hallam.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.